Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello there, this is Brian Gittins. This is different, isn't it? It's not normally how we start the show, but this is I've got something to say. I've got something to throw your way if you're interested at all. Probably not, but if you are, then I thought I'd just tell you about it. Basically, how are you doing, everyone? Everyone having a nice time, all the listeners? And all that. I got that out of the way. Okay, so we've set up this page on Patreon.com. Do you know what Patreon is? Patreon.com. It's basically a way for you to, if you're at all interested in supporting the podcast. If you like what you hear, if you want to hear more of it, not really, but if you do want to hear more of it, if you want to support us guys, then you can go to patreon.com and look up the Brian Gittins and Friends podcast, and you can pledge your support. You can pledge your support. So for, a little amount a month, you can give us a bit of money, and that helps us make the podcast. And in return, we give you little extras, little extra titbits, titty bits. Bits of titties. Excuse me. It's quite exciting, really. I mean, because it costs us an arm and a leg to do this podcast. How the bloody hell does it cost you an arm and a leg to do the podcast? We're only talking bollocks. Well, shall I tell you? You know how much it costs me to go up to bloody London and back? I live up the bloody back of nowhere, up the bloody someone's arsehole, the back of beyond. It costs 15 quid to get a taxi to the station. Why don't you get the bus? Because there is no bloody bus. The buses run so bloody infrequently, it does reading. So I have to get a taxi, then get the train up to London, get the train back, get a taxi back. It's about 50 quid. David has to travel from the bloody South Coast, from Arundel. It's a long way to travel. Sorry, I'm losing my breath. That's a long way to travel. Charles needs oiling. James, the editor, the amount of work he puts in, poor sod, he wants to get out of this project, doing his nothing, but he can't, he's in too deep. He knows if he leaves this project, he'll throw us in hot water. Is that the right phrase? Probably not. Anyway, so it would just be lovely if anyone out there wanted to support it. Already we've had some supporters, people pledging away left, right and centre. It's lovely, it gives us a little spring in our step. But anyway, if you go to patreon.com, the Brian Gittins and Friends podcast, look down the right hand side and you can see what you get for your pledges for sort of like $2 a month. What's that, £1.40? Oh, it's hardly any, it's two Snickers bars, isn't it? Get rid of the Snickers bars and the money you pay for your bloody Snickers bars, send it to us. So for $2 a month, you get an extra uncut version of the podcast, another 20 minutes. Why would we want another fucking 20 minutes? Basically, if you'd like another 20 minutes of podcast, there's going to be some extra bits there for $2 a month. For $5 a month, you become a crab. You become a Brian Gittins and Friends crab. And for that, you get the uncut version. And we're going to start filming the podcast so you can watch us make it. Watch what it looks like. You can see David. You can see David pointing and me wearing my pink wig, and you can watch the guests staring at David thinking, what the hell have I got myself involved in? That's for $5 a month. For $10 a month, I can't remember. I think we're going to do behind-the-scenes footage. We're going to do behind-the-scenes and challenge game show. There are all sorts. Just lots of video bits and bobs and whatnot. So how's your father? For $20 a month, I can't remember what's on offer for that, but I'll go and have a look. For $100 a month, For $100 a month, you make one pledge of $100, you get to be a guest on the podcast. A guest on the podcast. What do you make of that? Hey, that'd be pretty good, wouldn't it? Huh? You get to sit opposite David Edwards. So you'd be with me, Brian Dennis Gittins, David Edwards, and the special guest that episode. You'll get to be sitting opposite David Edwards as he points and talks utter bollocks. What is that? That's a good prize, isn't it? $100 a month. You only have to make one pledge of $100, and then if you fancy, you go down to $2 a month or whatever, or stop pledging altogether. But you get a chance to be a guest on the podcast for $100 a month. What's that, about 80 quid? It's not a bad present, is it? That's not a bad present. Here you go, love. Here's your present. What is it? You're going to be a guest on the Brian Gittins and Friends podcast. The what? The Brian Gittins and Friends podcast. What are you talking about? It's a podcast. Right. And you're going to be a guest on it. I don't want to be a guest on it. Well, you got to be, because I've bought it now. I bought the present. Well, I don't want to be. Well, you got to. Well, I'm not going to. You do it. I don't want to do it. I don't listen to the podcast. Well, what are you talking about it for then? I don't know. Anyway, go and have a look at patreon.com, the Brian Gittins and Friends podcast. Have a look down the right-hand side. See if you want to pledge. See if anything tickles your whatnots and your Ujima flips and how's your father and the back passage and whatnot. And then you can be a pledgeton, whatever. A Brian Gittins and Friends pledgeton. Oh, God, I'm boring myself. So, yeah, thanks for listening anyway. You don't have to pledge. So we're still going to put out free content, whatever you call it, material, podcast. So if you can't be bothered to send us any money, because I don't blame you. You just sit there and keep you know, wolfing down this free material when we work our asses off to make it. You just keep sitting there and lazily pressing play and going, yeah, that was an all right episode, and then can't fucking get on with your day. Honestly, you people make me sick. Oh, everything should be free on the internet. No, it shouldn't. Things are changing. Times are changing. So it should be. Right then. Okay, so thank you so much. Hope you enjoyed. Love you lots from the bottom of my heart. Hope you enjoy and blah, 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 and so forth. Goodbye. Patreon.com. Brian Gittins and Friends podcast. Yes, I'm going to keep banging on about this for the next 50 episodes, so get used to it. Bye-bye. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Brian Gittins and Friends, and welcome to... What episode are we on, David? David Edwards is to my right-hand side. He's 6'9".
I certainly am,
He's got 12 middle names.
Yes, I certainly have.
Give me three of them.
Nigel, Clive and Samson.
Okay. And then your nickname this episode is the blonde...
Thunderbolt.
What is that?
Because I come out of the sky filled with energy and light up the room.
There we go.
And he kills golfers.
And our guest this month is none other. You heard his voice just said.
Yeah.
It's...
Ian Lee.
Yeah.
Rap fans.
Thanks for coming along, Ian.
Hey, well, thanks very much for asking me. Now, I have never listened to this show.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it?
Well...
Get out. Come on.
No, I'm very selective with my podcast. Thank you.
Right.
Very selective with my podcasts.
Yeah. What does that mean?
It means I choose ones that aren't going to waste my time.
Right.
And which ones are they there? Which ones do you kind of...
I listen to my one.
Yeah.
I listen to...
Your old one, the Absolute Radio.
The old one from Absolute Radio. Yeah. And the older one
LBC.
From LBC. Yes.
Love that one.
Those are the ones
I choose.
Love
that one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, this is fun. We're having fun, though, now.
Any more, definitely.
I listen to... Well, I download Adam Buxton's, but I don't listen
boring.
To it.
Boring!
Yeah, it's a bit worthy. I don't listen to it, but I download it. I store them and I look at them, but I wouldn't listen to it.
So do you think you'll like listening to this back?
Oh, I won't listen to this back. My hard drive space is very limited.
This is a good podcast.
Prove it.
Oh, it has. Lots of potential, lots of wisdom.
He's called himself Samsung. And he said it's the blonde lightning bolt.
Do you know what? He's normally can't stop talking. Why aren't you talking, David?
No, I am. I'm listening to Ian's views and getting an idea of who he is as a character.
Oh, none of these views are mine.
So what's your idea at the moment about Ian?
He's got great energy.
Thank you.
There's a lot of testosterone there. I think I'm gonna be watching and learning.
Okay.
There's a lot of positive energy there in the room.
It's
a character is
man
into
crush.
The environment.
Is there a
bit of a man crush is emerging.
Wow.
Is there what?
a man crush. Very
right,
platonic.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, if we're in the trenches, I'd be saluting and I'd go over the trench when asked
well
to.
Well done. If you had to...
Were you listening then, Ian?
No. If you... I was thinking what I was going to say next. If you had to go gay to save the world, who would your choice be?
What was that?
If you had to go gay to save the world.
Well, that can be your first question, Ian.
Oh, how many do I get?
Well, I asked you. I'm pretty sure I sent a message saying to bring three questions.
I didn't.
He didn't check his messages.
You're muted on Twitter.
Am I?
Yes.
Danny, you should say that about the wrenches.
What was that, Charles? What was
funny that, you should say that about the wrenches.
No idea.
Your robot is shit.
Yeah, what do you make of that? He's just slated you there, Charles. Got to come back?
He's crashed.
Take your time, mate.
Cunt.
Oh.
Wow.
Well. This is
right out of the blue.
This is AI.
This is
artificial.
This is where it's going.
It's an
apocalypse.
Everyone's going to be called
joking.
Joking. He said he's joking.
I think he said jerking. I'm jerking. He's a South African. Yeah.
Where are we this week? Okay, we're in the queue. We're about to go into... we've transported ourselves back to the late 80s, early 90s. We're in a queue at the Hacienda.
Oh, I am mad for it.
Oh, you ever been to the Hacienda, David?
In my dreams, but never in reality.
So, any...
Rave to the grave.
What? Chatty today.
Rave to the grave.
Yeah. So, for the benefit of the listeners at home, what is the Hacienda, David?
It was a musical...
What is it? Because we've travelled back in time.
It's a sort of music establishment setting.
he's right. I love it.
He is. Oh, yeah, yeah.
A stage for musicians like New Order, I think, played there.
Look at you.
There we go. Bit of musical info there.
Yeah, who else?
I'm trying to think who else it would be. Joy Division.
Do you know? I didn't realise you knew all these
bands. I'm very... just very basic knowledge, but I've got just a basic kind of grasp on it.
Right. Okay. So, have you ever been to the Hacienda before?
This is my first time. Yeah. I love Manchester. Great city. Great people. Great vibe. I've never been to the Hacienda before.
No.
I'm looking forward to it.
Same here. I thought we'd pop some pills and sort of get to know some women.
Let's just embrace the bohemian lifestyle.
Okay. So, just before we go into the... Hacienda, I've got a first question for you, David. What's your typical weekend?
Oh.
What's a typical weekend, Saturday morning?
Typical weekend for me, Saturday morning, I'm up very early, about 7 o'clock.
Right.
Because currently at the moment, I'm in between living arrangements.
What do you mean?
So, my flat has been sold, which I was renting. So I'm at the moment with my... sort of squatting with my father at the moment.
Squatting
so
on your father?
Yeah, quite literally in a way.
Teabagging dad.
Yeah. Sorry, was that teabagging dad? PG tips moment with dad.
Yes.
Yeah, why not? Why not indeed?
Why not?
Indeed. And I'm in the spare room and I get myself up extra early. I've got to take the.
Indeed.
Sorry?
Cheeky.
Cheeky. It is a bit of a cheeky moment.
Yeah.
And I wander down in my PJs.
Ooh. Yeah.
And I've got all my favourite shows recorded on Sky Plus.
Go on.
Top three. Top three would be South Bank Show with Melvin Bragg. Love that.
I thought you were going to say the Hair Bear Bunch or something.
Right. Hair Bear, not quite. That's all. I wouldn't be against that, though.
No,
do you know what I mean? If I could go through that in the archive and find it.
Yes.
South Bank Show, is that still going?
It is on Sky Arts. You can see like a Paul McCartney early 1980s interview.
Right.
Got that. Very cold milk, granola.
He's American, I didn't realise.
Yeah, indeed, got that. And then
you love your granola.
Oh,
don't you?
I do, and I just sit there and
what you do on a Saturday?
I do. PJ's South Bank Show, Melvin Bragg, and some cereal.
Granola. Well, do you know Neil Diamond wrote a song about granola?
No, really? I didn't know that at all.
Yeah, he did. He wrote a song called Crunchy Granola Sweet. It's a great song if you like granola.
Oh, YouTube that.
Yeah, you should.
Neil Diamond's got Parkinson's now.
Yeah, Neil Diamond's ill, which is a shame.
Yeah, yeah.
I like Neil Diamond.
I do, yeah.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was ill at all. That's a bit of a shock.
Parkinson's.
He's retired.
Gosh.
Wow, it's
I didn't know anything about that.
Sorry to bring it down. No, I didn't bring the down.
No,
you brought the down.
No, I brought it down. Don't worry about
that. I need to be told at some point. I mean, now's better than ever.
This is what we brought you here for today.
So, absolutely,
so
to reveal
granola,
that.
You granola, you watch Melvin Bragg, then what? It's midday. What do you do then?
Midday, I might try and be productive, look through some emails, something in that vein. One thing I love doing over the weekend is taking a podcast and going for a walk.
Do you listen to Ian's podcast?
I need to, certainly. I need to.
You do.
I do. I've certainly listened to it on the internet type of thing, while it's taking place, streaming, things like that.
Oh, well.
But I haven't.
You can't lie.
You can't lie.
I'm sure I have listened to it at times.
Look,
so
his
I'm
body
not
language.
Aware.
Just scratching under the armpit. I'm sure I've listened to it, he said.
No, I'm more than aware of it.
You're aware of it.
Oh, I tell you what. No, no, no.
I'll put that away.
I listened to a fascinating podcast on your show with Charlie Brooker recently. Not recently,
yeah, that
but
was,
I listened
that
to
was,
it recently.
That was 10 years ago I interviewed Charlie Brooker.
So was it really?
There's been a bit more. Yeah, it was. It was 10 years
well,
ago.
Well, I found it recently and I thoroughly enjoyed
well,
it.
Thank you. Good. And that's the
sort of radio banter.
What yeah, else do you absolutely. Know about Ian?
Hmm? What else do you know?
What else do you know about Ian?
The 11 o'clock show.
Yes.
That's a big landmark in comedy. It certainly was for me, yeah. Definitely. Sitcom. She appeared in a sitcom.
I did one of the most hated sitcoms of the modern era.
Now, Ian.
Yes.
When you were doing, I don't think I even watched it, but
oh,
no, I didn't mean it like that. But when you were filming it, were you like, I'm not so sure about this, or did it feel good in the room?
Yeah, it was. That's the best question I've ever been asked about that.
Is it really?
The first.
Can we have a little trumpet sound because of that
indeed.
Question?
The first one felt good because we'd been doing it for a long time.
Yeah.
The rest didn't feel particularly funny.
And what does that sound like in the room? Is it silence or
there was embarrassed laughter. But to be honest, my judgment of comedy is very, very poor. So I thought maybe there's something going on that I'm not spotting.
Yeah.
And also I was constant. I'm not an actor, and you'd get the script on Monday and you'd film it on Thursday. You'd have to learn it. So for the whole acting experience, I was just trying to hold on to the lines in my head.
Yeah.
So it was. But I don't think it was as bad as everyone said it was.
No.
But it was, you know, it wasn't great.
It's hard, isn't it? So it's hard doing a studio sitcom. It's hard, David. What would your studio sitcom be called, David, if you were going to make one?
Days of Dave. Yeah, something like that. Sort of. You know, Days with Dave, you know, spend a day with Dave.
And another
sort of
idea,
like,
because
catchy.
Edwards Educates, perhaps somehow, there's an educational element.
Right.
I mean, it's just top of my head pictures.
Yeah.
But
no.
I think, all right, I didn't think it was that bad at all. I think it's just like a snowball thing on the internet, people being negative.
It wasn't great, but, you know, I had
fun. Lots of shite out there.
But there's a lot. I got paid very, very handsomely
for
it.
Did you really?
I got £10,000 for The Persuasion.
That's
right. That's not bad at all.
That's good.
Yeah.
£10,000 in the back pocket.
Yeah, thank you very much, BBC licence fee payers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In your face.
Yeah.
In your face.
Yeah. So we're walking to the Hacienda, everyone.
Oh, here we go.
You hear that thumping tune?
Oh, I can feel the rhythm.
Yeah, there's lots of people in here. We've been transported back to 1989. And feel wonderful.
Can I DJ Brian?
What's that?
Can I DJ Brian?
Yeah, you can DJ, mate. Knock yourself out, mate. So we're going to take some drugs.
What drugs have you got?
What have you got, David?
I've got some ecstasy with a dove on the front. So I don't know if you want one of those. I could create several lines of cocaine. Use a snort up.
How could you create these lines?
Oh, I mean, I just empty it from a packet and then turn it into a line.
You have a packet of cocaine
I
and
have.
You would fashion a line from that packet.
I would do, yes.
I've
got a Visa card that I can do that with.
Okay.
So you've got ecstasy, you have cocaine. Do you want some uppers? Do you want some downers?
Well, you don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know there, no, but I've got cocaine and acid and ecstasy.
Cocaine and acid. I'm fine for the moment.
So whenever you want to, just say it's yours.
I don't trust your drugs. I don't trust them.
Well, they come from a very reliable place.
Who?
A chap around in the alleyway.
And
was
his
very
name
polite.
Was?
Doug. It was very nice. Gave me full eye contact, shake of the hand.
There's a sitcom, Doug's Drugs.
Doug's Drugs,
yeah.
Quite right.
Yeah, I'd watch that.
Definitely.
Him
avoiding the law and cooking up his drugs in his kitchen.
Yeah. I've got a question from Twitter, David. If you were a private investigator, what would you specialise in? There we go.
I think if I was a private investigator, it would definitely be...
What?
If I was a private investigator,
mm-hmm.
The area I'd focus on is...
Definitely.
You said definitely.
I had death in my head, I think.
Did
there.
You? Why?
Creeping in.
Why?
Well, it could be homicides I look into.
Oh.
Potentially.
Right.
I think it would be... Husbands or wives cheating on each other.
Right.
Something like that. You know, illegal romances. Outside,
illegal romances.
Outside the vows of a marriage.
Well, that, right. Cheating on a wife or a husband isn't illegal.
No,
that's true.
But illegal
yes.
romance implies that there is some form of trafficking or underage.
Well, that'd
romance.
Be more interesting, or bestiality, something like that. That's a bit too strong, admittedly. Right. But that would be illegal romance.
So you'd only investigate husbands that their wives suspected were having sex with pigs.
Well, it's a niche, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? It's a niche. I mean, you've got to think, because there's a big market out there. And the police will look
market.
After... Yeah,
a pig market.
Pig market, quite right.
Yeah.
Because the police will look after most things.
Yes.
So I think the more we brainstorm this, guys, it's a case of...
Did you call us guys?
Sorry, yeah, I didn't mean guys. That's a bit odd, wasn't it? A bit American. But it's a case of you've got to think of something that people aren't going to go to the police for because it's too embarrassing.
So what would be the name of your... what was it? David...
Oh, my private eye thing.
Yeah.
I'll be Dave Edwards.
Pig fucker.
Yeah, pig. But yeah, PF, PIF, something like that. Or
what does PIF stand for?
Private eye, filth, sort of like that. You know, looking through the filth and trying to find some truth within it. Trying to bring the family domestic system back together.
Yeah. Right. Oh, the ladies just asked for your coat. So
oh, David. Thank David. You very much. There you go.
We have just had a case. Just come in, David. Will your help and crack it?
Would you? We've got a case just coming. Would you help?
More than happy to take on a case.
What's the case,
Charles? Has the details.
Taken the acid.
I have the details. Have I? Have you got the details, Charles?
The man is missing.
Well, that's not my kind. My area is more.
We just explained. Yeah. His spouses who think their partners are having sex with animals.
Yeah, that's. Yeah.
Is the man missing inside a cow?
Okay, no worries.
Oh. I'm happy to do whatever, do you know what I mean? But that is my era of speciality.
So, have you got another question for David?
I have got a question. This is a question that we asked recently on my radio show, and it drew some really good responses. And I just was curious, David, if you had to have sex with a... And this links into your private investigation.
Oh, yes,
business.
Yeah.
If you had to have sex with a cartoon animal... Who would it be? My choices, I've got two choices. One are the one is the caramel bunny.
Yes.
Because she was very sexy.
Big eyelashes.
Yep.
Good eye contact.
Great accent.
Yes.
The other one is it Daisy Duck, Donald Duck's?
Possibly, yeah.
Because she walks around with just that little jacket on, nothing else, and she's just...
swings her hips.
She really does work it.
Right,
she
yeah.
does work Phil. It. She's yeah. a, she's a she's a very classy duck.
Yeah.
And I wonder, the cartoon animals that you'd like to have sex with?
Well, David, I think this
you can't say Jessica Rabbit.
Can't
there you go.
Jessica,
that's
you
what
can't
I was about
Jessica
to say.
Rabbit.
So
can't say that. No.
That's quite impressive there, Charles. You sort of went a bit telepathic then for a second.
She's not a rabbit. She's a human.
This is true. Oh,
stop
it's got to be an animal,
it's
isn't
got,
it?
Yeah.
Yeah, stop pointing. Put that away. It would be... I'll tell you who it is. The Laughing Cow. Do you know Derry Lee?
The cheese.
Yeah, the cheese. There's a Lady Jersey cow.
you quite like the look of.
Yeah, I don't. Once again, it's like the caramel bunny. It's those eyelashes looking over the fence.
Yeah.
The lovely, bell swinging side to side.
Right.
You know, she's obviously not a real cow. She's been based on like an attractive female.
Yeah.
You know, they've kind of got that female element behind. You know, with most cows, there's not a soul or a mind there, but you can tell that, you know, that animated character has got a personality.
If you were given a sort of 5 minutes with the Laughing Cheese cow, what would you do with it?
Well, take it to a shed, somewhere private, you know, and she wouldn't be forced to do anything. Do you know what I mean? It would just be a case of we'd just take things as it went on type of thing. I'd maybe, get a large brush and brush her down type of thing.
Now we get a dilemma because, we have a dilemma because David's partner is suspicious that he's having an affair with an animal.
And that's his...
But the only person that his partner can go to is David to investigate it. He's got this totally sewn up.
It's a love triangle that will never be broken.
Well, it really is. Let's put it in a sandwich and spread it.
Yes, very true. Very true. It really is a great... I love... I've gone off subject here a bit, but I do love that cream cheese. I'm a massive... I'm going off subject.
Is it technically cheese?
Can we have a cream cheese section for about a minute, please, editor, if we have a little bed play under this?
I like cheese. I like cheese.
Is it technically cheese?
It's technically cheese.
You know, I don't really... I've never looked into it. It tastes like cheese.
You know... well, so do many things. So it's true. You know margarine has plastic in it?
No.
Yeah. It's a fact. Margarine has plastic in it, which means it's...
yummy.
You would say so, robot boy. What's his name?
Charles.
Charles. It's that's why, because butter, obviously, you can't spread straight from the fridge. You've got to put it in the microwave for 12 seconds. But the margarine is spreadable, and that's because it's got plastic in it.
What? I didn't realise that for a second.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It's not even a lie.
No.
True.
Wow.
So you've got plastic going into your innards type of thing.
Yep.
Never knew that for a second.
You don't believe it?
No, I do believe
it. No one's lying here whatsoever. I need to open my mind to new facts. And I need to look at... I mean, I never know really what I'm eating. I need to start looking at the back.
What do you mean?
Well, the sense that I know, you know, that the cow's on the front, that's quite attractive, and you take it, you know, take off the foil and you pop it in your mouth.
Right.
But I rarely take the actual circle, and, you know, on the opposite side of the cow, you've got all the ingredients.
So you're just won over by the attractive...
So I'm seduced by the marketing.
On the lid. Yes. Dog turd inside.
David.
Yes.
List your top 20 cheeses in 20 seconds, please.
Go.
Camembert, Edam, the Laughing Cow, as you mentioned. Blue Stilton, big fan of that. Red cheese. That's five.
15 more to go.
15 more to go. Walnuts.
Walnuts is a nut.
Cheese. With cheese.
Is a nut.
You're quite right. No, you're quite right.
Quicker.
Quicker. I think I've hit the cheese ceiling.
Quicker. I tell you what, that list was gooder.
Yeah,
that was a gouda list.
It was a gouda list.
Gouda.
Gouda list. The gouda list.
A gouda, another cheese.
Gouda list. Yeah.
Gouda, yes.
Yeah. Do you know what? I'm going to stop this cheese section.
Sorry about that, Charles. I hit a roof there.
Would you be annoyed if we started talking to you about the jungle?
Why would you? No, of course not. You can ask me anything.
Oh, it'll be very interesting. You know Ian's been in the jungle.
I was in the jungle.
Celebrity Get Me Out of Here.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm a Celebrity Get Me Out of Here to give it its full title, but you've abbreviated it.
Yeah.
To like a middle length. Celebrity Get Me Out of Here, I was in.
Honest to goodness, I've forgotten all about that. I'd be fascinated to hear about that.
Okay, well, if you ask me a question, I would give you
we
an
can
answer.
Talk
I don't
about
know why.
This in the VIP section.
Sorry, we're doing
we
the jungle
can talk
section.
About this in the VIP section.
Oh, we'll go into the VIP section.
Oh, absolutely. Let's take our drugs.
Classic tune playing.
That's a beating. It's one of those Manchester bands, isn't it? The with the keyboards.
Order.
Inspiral
carpet. Carpet. Yes. Ah,
Rave to the Grave.
It's a thumping tune.
Rave to the Grave. Should we ask Ian some questions about the jungle?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know where to start, really. I'll tell you one thing. This is probably not the best question, so, you know, do shoot me down if it's the case.
Okay.
But it's a case of, what was it like when you woke up first thing in the morning in your tent and you just thought, blimey, here we go,
I'm going to answer that with a question. You said when I woke up in a tent, what was your favourite bit of the jungle?
Yeah. Well, of the actual element. I never watched...
I got that... Because we don't sleep in tents.
Don't sleep in tents.
No tents.
Have you never watched the jungle program?
I have watched it. I mean, I more like to see snippets from Metro or the newspaper.
Metro, the newspaper.
The newspaper. Or segments on YouTube, things like that, type of thing.
Hang on a minute. Do you look up the jungle program on YouTube?
Well, things come up on the side like, someone's eating a tarantula. I'll have a look at that.
I ate a pig's vagina.
Did you?
Yeah, I did ate a pig's vagina.
Going back to David again.
There we go.
Where we are, absolutely. Full circle. It keeps popping up.
It wasn't a circle.
Yummy.
We didn't sleep in tents. We slept outside.
And oh, right.
Yeah.
It's for real. This is a jungle.
I mean, it's for real.
Well, I can't imagine it's like you're in... what's that place in Nottingham?
Centre Park.
Centre
Parks.
There was, I tell you what, because the first series of the jungle, it rained a lot. So after that, there is a canopy that came down if it rained.
Right.
To cover you a bit. But the canopy didn't always come down and didn't always, so we got soaking wet. But no, we slept outside and I had to sleep in a hammock.
And you see no camera people in the leaves?
When you're in camp, there is a fake rock wall in front of you and there are four cameras sticking out of that. There are cameras all around the forest. You're wearing a microphone all the time. When you go off to do a trial, you meet a camera crew. What they would do, you'd go off to do the trial.
How far away is the trial from the camp?
I don't know. This is the thing. You'd walk for like about 40 minutes.
What?
Across a rope bridge and stuff through the jungle. Then you'd have to get into a blacked out vehicle.
Yeah.
Then they would drive you somewhere. Then you get to, when you got to the end of the journey, they would put a towel over your head and you'd walk out with your head down so you couldn't see anything. And
like
you'd get led to the trial.
Like a hostage, basically.
It was like a hostage. And then they'd execute you. No, they didn't do that. But so you, I don't, so you didn't see anything. You didn't get
how
to,
did you feel, how did you find that? It was horrible.
I found I found it funny.
Right.
I found it funny. Because I went in there, they'd asked me four times to do it and I'd said no. And then this year, I'm getting divorced, so money was quite handy. I wanted to tell people about my radio show and I wanted my kids to see me doing something silly. So I said to them, is that offer still open? Can I do it? And they said, yeah.
Yeah.
But I went in thinking it was a TV game show. I had to think it was, I had to get in my head it was a show. And otherwise I would have gone nuts. And everyone else was on like a spiritual journey and discovering themselves. And for me, it was a job.
Yeah.
But so it's funny. It's funny being
How long were you there for?
I was only in there for 3 weeks.
Oh, that's enough to go nuts.
Yeah,
isn't it?
I went
three
nuts.
3 weeks.
I cried. I cried a lot.
Well, it's understandable,
yeah,
isn't it?
There was a lot of tension there.
Dennis Wise.
It got very tense between me and Dennis and
pocket
a few
rocket.
Other people. Sorry?
The pocket rocket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I couldn't possibly comment. We're all friends now.
Oh,
but
yeah,
at the time, it got very tense, yeah, mainly because
because Dennis listens to this a lot.
Kept asking me, Who's your team? And I don't like football, so I'd say, oh, I'm not into football. All right, what sport are you into then? And I'm not really into sport.
Yeah.
But they couldn't comprehend that, so they would keep asking, but what sport are you into? Well, who's your team though?
Yeah.
So we fell out over that, and also I stole some food from them as well. So I saw that. Yeah,
the strawberries.
Oh, really, what food did you steal?
I stole strawberries and cream. Strawberries.
Well, if you're going to steal anything,
yeah,
why not?
Me and Amir Khan, the world champion boxer, we stole some strawberries and cream.
And where did you eat them? Behind a bush somewhere?
We did eat them behind a bush.
That must have been good fun though,
it
wasn't
it? It was good fun!
Were you worried about
that? David survive in the jungle?
What's that,
huh?
Charles?
Yin. Would David survive in the jungle?
Well, that's a question for David.
David, would you survive in the jungle?
I think it's all about your communication skills, isn't it? Being able to get on with other people,
yeah,
meeting them halfway. I think I'd find it psychologically very traumatic. I remember I went on a clowning weekend.
I love this story, David.
And
they got you naked, didn't they?
For a short period in the sauna.
Exclusive.
It was just a
You
went on a clowning weekend. Is that Dr. Brown's clowning weekend?
Yes, it was. Yeah, absolutely.
Whereabouts?
And
in the country,
it was in Ireland, in a farm.
All right, how much did you pay for that?
I can't remember the top of my head.
We'll
actually
have a guess.
£300-400.
Mental.
Not cheap.
That's insane.
And being with the, don't get me wrong, lovely people. I've got, you know,
still in touch with them?
I think via Facebook type of thing. But being with the same people continually. Yeah. Because you'd all sleep, or it's almost like a cult, sleep in the same room type of thing, just like inches, yeah,
touching,
absolutely. Well, I saw a lot of people doing that, but no one touched me.
Did they get you naked? Was that one of the
exercises? I think it was just because there was a sauna there, and I wandered in and everyone else was naked, and I just felt a bit odd in my sort of yellow Y front, and I thought, well, you know,
yeah,
whilst you're in Rome, I think it's best to sort of do what everyone else is.
Was it in Rome?
It wasn't in Rome, no, it was in Ireland.
So that rule didn't...
No, it's quite true, actually. I should have thought, well, I'm not in Rome, I'm an island, I don't need to take my pants off. And, we all just sat there naked and just sort of, you know, nodded.
You look... I've been staring at you intently, and I hope it's not made you uncomfortable.
No, not at all. I thought it was good eye contact.
It was because I'm trying to work out who you remind me of. And you look a lot like my friend Matt Haig, the author.
Oh.
It looks a lot. You look a lot like Matt Haig. He's a very nice, very intelligent, very bright.
Oh, that's
gentleman.
Nice to know.
I don't know if he shares those attributes, but you physically, facially, you look like him.
And what books has he written? Anything?
He's written a book called How to Stop Time.
Oh, right, that sounds interesting.
And he's written a book called Reasons to Stay Alive.
I think he rings a bell, maybe I've heard of him.
And he's a bell ringer, yes. So,
oh, right. Did he fight depression for his writing?
He fought it, yes, he did.
Oh, indeed, he won the fight.
He won the battle, he slayed it.
Right, yeah, I think I've heard a TED talk that he did or something.
Yeah, probably,
it's all wonderful. I have to Google him and have a proper
look.
He
knows his stuff, Ian.
He does know his stuff. He does. Yeah, it's rung a bell, that one. Yeah, that is interesting.
Yeah,
very fascinating. Yeah, I have to look at that.
Yeah.
Yahoo it. Yeah, have a look. Look at my reflection next to his. That's what the internet's there for, isn't it?
Back to the jungle, Ian.
Yes.
Do you forget that you're being filmed?
I never forgot I was being filmed.
Right.
I think a lot of people did.
And a lot of people, yeah, a lot of people forgot they were being filmed, but I didn't. Yeah.
You've got a microphone around you the whole time when you're asleep.
Yeah.
And people would come when you're asleep and change the batteries in the microphone. What? You weren't even allowed to take it off when you went for a poo or anything. So, no, I never forgot I was being filmed.
Did you go for a poo?
It took me 4 days.
Did it?
Yeah, I did.
Because you struggle with it.
Big time. Yeah, I'd have a real handful with that. I'd have to have lots of nuts and bran.
What?
Frequent. Yeah,
there was like a thing, a dunny. You didn't have to catch it in your hands.
Oh no, I mean a handful metaphorically, like Rome once again. The idea that it'd just be a bit of a challenge if I wasn't given, like, you know, pigs. Genitalia and stuff like that. That's
there
not
they
gonna
are again.
I know. Once again, it's not going to give me a balanced diet, and I need that.
You get constipated for a few days because you're eating rice and beans a lot. But eventually, you relax and you go to. Yeah. But I would always have my hand clasped over the microphone, although I was told afterwards they could still hear the straining.
So. Right,
oh,
right.
Agree.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
You know you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't strain.
I've had piles, and I've had an anal fissure. That's
exclusive.
True.
Really?
Yeah.
I've
had to have a bit of my arse sewn back up.
Really?
Yeah.
Anal fissure.
Anal fissure. Yeah.
Wow.
I've never had that.
That sounds
it's
like
a tear
some
in the
of
wall.
Australian pop singer.
It does, doesn't it? Anal fissure. Yes.
It's a tear.
It's a tear.
The external
basically.
Part of the anus, and I have to have it sewn up. Yeah.
I think we call it fissure. Do we call it fissure, David?
Yes, it is. I mean, my mum telling me that. Watch out, you're going to get a fissure, for crying out loud. Because the thing is, it
Yummy.
Is a nightmare because you go
for
so.
Out loud.
Well, you've got to think about it, haven't you? Because the thing is, with that type of thing, what is a nightmare is that you go so far with... Well, I don't know where I'm going with this, but you go so far with it, and you've got to go all the way. You can't just stop.
Right.
I remember 2 weeks ago, I was doing a gig in Brighton, and I had that situation, and it was a nightmare.
Was it my gig? I hope it wasn't.
No, not your gig at all. It was one in Brighton, and it was just a case of... Well, I don't want to be graphic or inappropriate. I don't know where I'm going with this, but it's a case of... A lot is out. It's like a stalagmite, you know, coming off the roof of a...
Stalactite.
Stalactite, absolutely, like from the roof of a cave roof.
And stalagmite just, would be coming up from the toilet.
Yeah, you don't
entering.
Want that.
No.
Yeah, that's spiking me from below. Spiking me from below. You don't want that. It's coming out of me. And you're just stuck, and you just got to fight the pain.
And you did that in a gig?
I could hear the person getting laughs and whatever about
what
to go off.
What gig were you doing that in?
It was... the Iron Theatre above a pub in Hove.
And this bit stays in the podcast, doesn't it?
Wow.
Yeah, I know. It's not ideal. Wow. As I was going through it, I was thinking, this isn't good.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
But it can be edited out, this bit. I think it's inappropriate.
Okay, then. Have you got a third question in for David? Third question?
Yeah. If you could be a member of any pop band... Which pop band would you be? Which member would you be? And what would your songs be called? Your new songs once you joined.
Great question.
Thanks.
It was a good question.
You know, I think definitely Pet Shop Boys. I like the whole duo element kind of aspect.
Right.
Which I thought I wasn't always impressed by them, but I'd recently downloaded the Pet Shop
Boys. That's
the
band you'd want to be in.
Yeah, don't you... No, you're quite right. One of the Pet Shop Boys.
Singer or keyboard?
Definitely the singer.
Yes.
Goes without saying.
Yeah.
And really hitting those high notes, talking about my anxieties about religion, you know, sexuality, problems with my father type of thing.
Yeah.
With a real sort of, you know, choir boosting biblical chorus in the background.
So what would the song be called about your father?
God Knows Nothing, Father. Something like that.
Wow.
Yeah. Something like that.
It was a flippant question, but with a really profound answer.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank
quite
you
deep,
for that.
David.
Yeah, so
and
have
your song about sexuality?
It would be something like Take Off My Sexual Straitjacket. Something like that. I want my wings to open up and fly off. Something like that.
Wow. Wow. And what was the other song? What was the other subject? What was the other song you mentioned? Sexuality, your father, and...
Sexuality, father, and dealing with God and the church.
So what's that called?
Shut Your Door, Vicar. Something like that.
Oh, that's just that sounds like a carry-on film. Like
I'm not sure, yeah. Closing the
shut
door of the
door, Vicar.
Yeah,
indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed. Or Confession Box.
Sort of little throwaway
Confession
pop song.
Box could be like
Confession
the,
Box,
the
that's
album.
Nice.
That's a good album.
Yeah, that'd
that
be quite good. Just my face through the gratings.
Right.
Not the other fella.
Yeah, what...
He might be in the background, perhaps, type of thing.
Okay.
but just my face.
You've really
sort of
taken control
the
of the Pet Shop Boys.
Sort of that vibe.
Edged,
you know,
the other fella out. He's been in it for like 40 years.
Yeah. I think maybe he needs a bit more. You're quite right, you know.
Yeah.
Perhaps he'd be the person on the other side dressed as a priest with the keyboard in his lap.
Okay.
And I'd be on the other side just kind of saying, you know, what I've been up to. Right. I want to get rid of the guilt.
Okie dokie. So we have a question in the... Well, I don't know what I'm talking about. We have a part.
Is there a toilet in the Hacienda?
Yes, there is. Do you want to go to the toilet?
I would like to go to the toilet. But I can go... I'll go to the toilet. But you're going to do something.
Okay. Well, we have a part in the podcast where we get to ask the guest a question. It's called the Golden Question section.
Okay.
And David gets to ask a question. Have you got a question for Ian?
I certainly have. One thing I'd say is...
So we're just moving onto the dance floor as we...
Absolutely, moving on. Does anyone want any acid or... No, probably not best. Not put those away. It's a bad idea.
Right. What's your question for
you? One thing I will...
Now, Charles will. Pop a little bit of acid on
his tongue. Go. Open your mouth there. Pop that on the sort of Eurobottle tongue.
They gave an elephant acid once.
Did they?
Scientists did, to see the effect it would have on it.
And?
It killed it.
Did it?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a true story.
Blimey, just died.
Yeah, they gave it a shitload of acid. They worked out how much acid you would give a person, and then they multiplied it by the weight of an elephant, and then they gave it that much acid and it died.
Wow. So just killed over.
Spitting it out now.
Spitting out very wise.
Yeah,
probably dehydrated.
Don't take drugs, kids. Don't.
Absolutely.
What's your question for Ian? Oh, come on, Dave.
Okay. One question I'd say certainly is, you seem very positive, energetic sort of person. When you have any sort of low moments, do you have any techniques that you found for the years that can boost you up?
I have lots of low moments.
Well, we all do, don't we, in a way?
I meditate.
Oh, do you?
I do transcendental meditation like Donovan and the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
I have a mantra.
What's the difference?
You need to talk like you are dancing.
Yes, we need to talk.
Quite right, yeah, moving around.
I meditate.
Jiggling around.
Right, yes.
Our voices sound the same.
You talk like you're dancing, David.
Absolutely, meditation.
Yeah.
Wonderful stuff.
I'm on some really strong antidepressants.
There's a lady taking a liking to you,
Ian.
Oh,
here we go.
It's because I'm being open about my feelings, and girls like that. I'm playing a lot of video games.
Video games.
Does that help? Yeah, it does. I'm going to become a professional. This is what I wanted. This is what I'm here for, to promote.
Okay.
I'm giving up the radio to become a professional gamer.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Are you?
Yeah, I am. And I'm looking for sponsorship. I stream video games on my YouTube channel, Rabbit Hole on YouTube. People, I stream games, and it's me playing all different kinds of games. And
right.
So that's the dream.
And you can make money from that.
Yes, you can. We watched, right, there's this website called Twitch where people stream video games.
I know it.
And we were watching it yesterday, and we decided to watch the one that had the least viewers, because some of these have got like a million viewers.
Oh, right? Massive.
So we went to one, it had one person viewing. It was two Frenchmen playing a game called Car Mechanic Simulator 2018. This is absolutely true. And so it's a simulation of them taking the wheels off a car and putting it on, and they open the bonnet, and they're talking in French, and they're obviously going, oh, we need this. And then in the game, the guy, and we're watching this on a computer, the guy walked over to his computer in the game and ordered the parts that he needed to repair the car.
Yeah.
And then you had to wait for them. This is absolutely true.
Yeah.
And so I watched
Amazing.
That.
Amazing.
So I want to become a professional gamer.
You wouldn't give up the radio, Ian. I'm not having it.
Oh, yeah.
Would you?
Yeah. I think that people can make a lot of money out of it. And the one thing I learned in the jungle was, and with my life collapsing around my ears as it is at the moment, personally, it's like, fuck it.
The podcast? Are you talking about this podcast?
I'm talking about this, the last 45 minutes specifically. Yeah, this is really... And I thank you for asking me on, because it's really just given me...
It's like focus.
I need to learn to say no.
You're right.
Sometimes. That's what that's the lesson.
That's quite right, yeah.
It's the lesson I'm learning today. I need to learn to say no. I need to set boundaries.
No worries.
So I'm going to take that away today.
Yeah.
But I've learned... Fucking go for your dreams.
Yeah.
Fucking go for
your
dreams.
And what would the video game channel be?
What's the website,
Ian?
What's that, Charles? Sorry?
What's the website, Ian?
It's youtube.com/rabbithole, and it'll be me playing games, so you'll see
don't
the game.
Don't get David started on rabbit holes.
Oh.
Don't get David started on rabbit holes.
Quite right, yeah.
You'll see the gameplay, and then you'll see an image of me in the corner commenting on the game that I'm playing.
Giving them cheats, or just sort of...
No, I'm not Games Master.
Right, so you'd be talking about, oh, that's a high
I will be playing.
Jump.
I'll be playing.
No, I know what you mean.
A game.
Right, yes.
And I'll be going, right, I'm going to shoot this guy. Oh, that bastard shot me.
Yeah.
I'm going to wait till I spawn again.
Do you know, these are very... I rarely watch these videos, but they're very, very popular.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a chap who lives in Brighton who's Swedish. I can't remember his name. Is it Poonie Pie?
Pardon?
Does he live in Brighton, Poonie Pie?
Someone told me this.
I thought he was American.
I could be completely wrong, but I
think... No, you might be right, actually.
And he does all that. Yeah. And he's... There's a youngster who lives in Waterlooville in Portsmouth. And he's a millionaire as well. He's on South today.
Yeah. Poonie Pie is also a massive...
God, you're dull.
...racist as well.
Goodness me, it's terrible, isn't it?
Poonie Pie's a racist, isn't he, as well?
I don't know about that.
Oh, why were you looking him up?
Well, because he's earning so much money.
Well, you know. Really?
Yeah, because he's just like a YouTube giant who lives quite locally in Sussex. Wow. And I thought, oh, Google
he's
you.
He's a Nazi.
He's a Nazi, yeah. Wow,
so I didn't know about that.
There'll be no fascism on my game channel. No racism.
Well, it's good to see.
Everyone's welcome. So it's a safe space.
A safe space to enjoy gaming.
Yeah,
different multicultural hugs.
What sort of games?
I'll be playing running and shooting games. Overwatch is a great game.
Are there sexy games? Can you do sexy games?
Sam Fox Strip Poker. Do you remember that on the ZX Spectrum?
No.
Sam Fox Strip Poker. It was on the ZX Spectrum. You got to play poker against Sam Fox, and if you won, she took all her clothes off.
Blimey, that sounds wonderful.
And my friend Michael playing it on his Spectrum, but then we had his dad coming upstairs, so he had to turn it off. And also, we didn't know how to play poker. Right. And also, her tits would be pixelated.
Yeah, so I was going to say, just like cubes, blocks. A sort of cubic painting.
But still, squint.
But as we are in the 80s now, that would still...
Yeah, that would work.
All you need is just a little push on the imagination. You don't need much.
Yeah, yeah. Really?
Yes. I think, it's each their own. But, I mean, that sounds very exciting. I didn't know that existed.
Yeah, Sam Fox Strip Poker.
David, you've got we've got about 5 minutes left of the Hacienda. David, you've got a little lady... She's taken a liking to you.
Goodness me, here we go. Fishing them in.
Sir?
Fishing them in. The hook.
Right. Do you want to talk to her? Do you want to talk to the lady?
Absolutely. Hello there. I noticed you gazing over at me there. Very nice. Would you like to come over and maybe dance in the centre of the dance floor to some new order synthesizer beats? You interested in a bit of... verbal interaction and a bit more after that.
Sure thing, dude.
Ooh. Oh, there we go.
She's an American.
Absolutely. You from the old US of A? Come over on the ship from Atlanta? Do you want to hold my hand and I'll usher you into the centre of the dance floor?
Perhaps? I'm not wearing knickers.
There we go, straight to it. Nothing. Goodness me, there we are. That's not a problem whatsoever. I am wearing pants, but I can obviously, get rid of those at any point, whatever happens.
Who's your friend?
Who's my friend? This is Brian.
Brian.
And this is Ian.
Hello.
Absolutely. We're the Three Musketeers. Hey, sexy. Who are you talking to, me or...
The cross eyes, meaning she's talking to all of us, I think.
Goodness me.
Difficult to tell.
Well, I thought this was going to be more of an intimate moment, but I suppose if we could... I wouldn't be against us all kind of, showing...
Let's party. Do you know what? I thought it would be nice to end the podcast with... me and Ian are going to back off from the dance floor.
Definitely.
Everyone's going to back off. And you and this lovely lady are going to take us out with some kind of dance. It's a guy called Gerald. Do you remember a guy called Gerald? The song Guy Called Gerald.
I do remember that. Yeah, that was great.
And we'll dance together in the centre of the...
Yeah,
that sounds wonderful.
Are you up for that, lady?
She's nodding her head.
She's nodding her head.
Sure man,
with that American accent.
Okay, so make your way. Thank
sure
you.
Sure thing, man.
A lovely accent. It's putting bolts up my spine.
Great
really
turn of phrase as well. Sure thing, man.
Absolutely. Yeah. The way it rolls off
so
her tongue.
So positive.
Yeah. Thank you so much for getting
you guys want to stay?
No.
Just
I have
me.
To go now. But
thank you.
You've still got drugs if you want to offer her drugs.
Sure.
Yes,
I
have two ecstasy tablets, one acid and one line of cocaine. Just, you don't have to.
You positive?
Am I positive? Yes, I am.
Oh.
I'm positive about the drugs. Oh. Nothing else. Nothing medical.
Well, let's dance.
Wonderful.
You guys dance. I should probably
Ian,
go back
so
to
much
the 21st century.
Coming to the app.
Stay.
No, I'm no, really... No, just, I've got to go back and sort out my car insurance. I do.
Please stay.
Honestly, the American lady, can you tell your American girlfriend just to back off?
Yeah, it is a bit, you've given me a focus, now you're giving it to...
I'm not interested.
He's really not interested, and I'm not interested in a sort of...
Hey, buddy, chill.
Hey,
group sex scenario type of thing.
Okay, right.
I just want to do one-on-one. No, no offence, but you know.
Okay. Thank you, Ian, for getting involved in
that's
the
okay.
podcast.
That's okay. I'm going to close my DMs on Twitter. Okay. As that is how this was arranged. But thanks so much for asking.
No, no.
Oh, thank you for coming.
Hey.
Hugely appreciated.
I'm joking. It's great to see such a historical moment in British musical history, the Hacienda in the 1980s, in case you forgot, that's where we were. Yeah.
It's an epoch in music history in Britain, isn't it?
Yeah, quite. So thank you, David.
Thank you, Brian.
Charles and the lovely American lady. And we'll end the podcast with you doing some dancing with her. Here
absolutely, in rhythm together. Okay. Here we go, thrusting those limbs side to side.
Cool moves.
Oh, thank you. Same back to you, cowgirl. Lovely stuff. Put my hand on your hip.
Tickle me.
Too much. Oh, tickly. There you go. Have some of those. My centipede fingers going up and down your spine. There we go. Put a smile at your face. That was too much.
Disgusting, man. Thank you, everybody. And see you on the next podcast. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
Thanks, guys.
That was a great rehearsal. Should we do it now?
Yeah.
No, cheers. It's very, very good.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.